Okay, we're here for a special board meeting. It is Wednesday, March 12th, 2025. We're meeting at the Cedar View Motwell Conference Room. And that is what this meeting is here for, is to accept what we're going to be doing with a building authority. And that, and on this, we've got our attorney on the phone, so if there is any questions, and that's who they will be referred to. As of now, there is really no public comment on this, because it's all we're doing as a board is accepting that we're going to move forward, and that with the state, and that's just part of the step of what we have to do, and that they've asked us to do. So we'll proceed with this, and it's going to be real short and quick. I just need to read in this statement. And that it says, Cedar View Motwell Special Service District Resolution to approve the creation of the local building authority of the Cedar View Motwell Special Service District and approve the articles of incorporation, bylaws, and other documents. And that is what I need as from the board members that are here, is somebody to make a motion whether we accept or deny.
I make a motion that we accept the resolution and articles of incorporation, bylaws, and other documents in relation to this.
Okay, do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, Kim Ashton, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? There is none, so motion carries. And that's pretty much all our meeting was here for tonight.
Did our attorney ask us to do that?
Yeah. Is there any questions or anything from you, Eric?
Well, I was just wondering if you wanted me to take a minute to just explain what a building authority is and how it all works. Would you like me to do that?
Yes, go ahead. Can all of you hear this fairly well?
Can you turn it up a little bit more?
That's as high as I can get it, so I apologize.
I'll try to talk loud. A building authority is pretty much just a mechanism for a public body to finance a public project. Okay, the district has obtained a funding approval for a loan grant package from the Community Impact Board for the building in the amount of $430,000 loan and $570,000 grant, and it's for a building. All the building authority does is allow the district to take out that loan. And let me explain how building authorities got started back in the late 70s, early 80s. Down in Iron County, they had an old jail down there, and someone sued the county, and a judge ruled that the jail was uninhabitable for prisoners and ordered the county to build a new jail. Well, the county didn't have enough money on hand to do that, so they called a bond election to raise the money to build the new jail, and it got voted down. And so when that didn't work, they tried again. They told folks, they said, look, it isn't that we want to build the jail, we have to build the jail. And if you'd please just approve us to borrow some money to do that. And the people said no. That is when the state of Utah approved the Building Authority Act. And under that Building Authority Act, a public body can create a building authority, and that building authority takes out the loan and builds the improvement. And then the building authority leases it to the public body, which in this case will be the district, for the exact amount of the annual loan payment. So it doesn't cost any more to have a building authority, but what it does is it does allow the district to draw on additional funds to help help make the loan payment. So that's why building authorities were created, and that's basically what they do. Mr. Chair, if I'd be willing to answer any questions, I tried to keep that explanation relatively short because it's a fairly complex issue, but are there any questions from the board?
Is there any questions from the board? There is none from the board.
Are there any questions from the gallery?
I have one. Since we are not...
Would you state your name and that for record and that just so we
Monica have. Best.
Okay.
If we're not a member of the Cedarview Water because we came in and had you guys pull our meter, if we're not a member, does this affect our property or us?
Could someone kind of repeat that? I didn't quite catch why they're not a member.
We drilled a new well, and we just wanted a well instead of the water system. And that was, I think it was last year that we had it done. And does that affect us and our property? Does this affect anything?
No, the building authority will not impose any fees on anyone in addition to what already are there.
Okay, down the road, will this affect any of our property or us with what you guys are doing?
It won't change how you interact with the district at all.
Okay.
Okay.
That answered my question. I don't know if anybody else has.
I have a question. Hi, Eric. So, I'm Mundy Taylor. So, my question is, in the future, does this building authority, and by putting this into place, give them the authority to tell us what we can do and cannot do on our land?
No, not at all.
Okay.
No, doesn't give the district any land use powers. This is merely for the district to build its own building.
My other question is, when they're posting their resolutions and stuff, aren't they supposed to list that resolution and put that up for public viewing?
Well, there's the agenda requirements. They're supposed to get an agenda prepared at least 24 hours in advance.
Are they supposed to post that resolution on the public website so that we can view it?
That's not a requirement. No.
For the meeting, but is it a requirement on the other meetings? And what about recording meetings? Aren't they supposed to put minutes of recorded meetings on the public on the public website so that we can hear the meetings on the audio within 3 days?
That is correct.
They have not been doing that, Eric, for 3.5 or 4 years.
Okay.
Can you talk to them about that, please?
Sure, I'd be happy to.
Thank you.
The audio's been required.
That's nothing to do with the building authority. That's a requirement for all public bodies that you correctly state. So, Mr. Chair, just to review that, all public bodies, part of having a public meeting, is after you're supposed to record it, and after it's recorded, it is supposed to be uploaded and available for people to listen to. The target is 3 days to get that done.
From our understanding through training, that is not correct. It is in written form in 3 days, but not audio.
Yes,
from what we've been trained so far.
I'll follow up with Gary. Okay.
Yeah, so we can get that straightened out if that's what we need to do, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any other questions? Comments?
I just am concerned and I'm worried about the district, and I would like to see it run the way it's supposed to be run by law.
Okay.
I wasn't able to hear that fully.
I just said that my concern is with the way they've been running it, and I want to see them do it correctly and appropriately according to the law. We put too much effort and time into this for it to be like this, and I would like to see them do it correctly.
Sure. I'd be happy to follow you.
Thank you, Eric.
I just have a quick question. So, my name is Shane Hamblin. If we're getting a new building, how much is that going to affect our rates that we pay for water?
Not at all.
Not at all.
No, it's budgeted in, and that it will not affect the rates at all.
Will it raise our taxes?
No, it will not. Is what this is allowing us to do is to use some of that tax revenue to pay that bond.
My concern with the tax revenue paying that bond is all the people who live north of the water system. They're paying taxes on this system. They're getting absolutely nothing out of this. They're paying taxes, they're getting nothing. And the district is getting a building for, like this one right here, $500 a month, is that what you're paying?
Yeah, and the county is wanting us to move out. They need other for other spaces, other things.
I just hate to see those people up there paying taxes and getting nothing but a building they don't need. That's all I
have. But we'd encourage you to come to the other meetings so that you do know what the district is doing.
Sure.
And then we're not at a standstill. Well, things are moving north.
It would be nice if those recorded meeting minutes were on there so that we could actually hear what's going on, so that we could be more involved. Because some of this stuff we don't see. The only reason I seen the thing about the meeting for the building was because I had went on the public record website and asked to be put on there. And a lot of these people don't understand how to do that, and they don't know where to look. And that should be on your website so that they can click that link and go right to the public website, and they can look up those meeting minutes, and we can hear them and follow through so that we know what's going on. Then there's no confusion of what's happening, and then if we feel like there's an issue, then we could come to that next meeting and say, hey.
And that is something we'll work on. If we see that it needs to be worked on, we'll work on it. Do you have any other comments, Eric, or? Audience was able to hear you on the air. Maybe Aaron can turn that around and let them hear what you were saying, stating. CIB, the funding, the all the money came either in grant or loan.
So is it federally? Is it
no, it's state. It's state, which is collected through like oil revenue, leases, and stuff like that.
Okay.
Which is dispersed back out into the rural areas.
I was just asking because I know what's going on with grants, so didn't know if you get it and lose it.
Hey, I guess, Eric, if there's no other comments, we can close our meeting, and I think we've taken care of it unless you have any other remarks.
No, thank you very much for allowing me to participate. We'll be in touch next week.
Okay, thank you. And thank you for the public for showing up tonight.
You bet. Take care.
You want the recording ended?